This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce has its next leader. The Chamber Board of Directors has unanimously voted for Rob Klayman to take over for John Casper when he retires at the end of this year. Rob has been with the Chamber of Commerce since the 1990s and is currently their Senior VP of Economic Development. Klayman says he's honored to be selected and looks forward to advancing the mission of the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce. In another hiring, the Chamber has named Trina Wolt as their new Director of Leadership Oshkosh. Winnebago County highway workers are getting a pay hike. The county's highway committee is going to raise night pay for summer maintenance projects on both state roads and Interstate 41. The increase means the workers will get an extra $6 an hour rather than the $2 differential they currently get. The state will reimburse the county for the increase in pay. Page 2, Newsworthy, and many others still waiting for the state as well as local officials to announce their repair plans for the Oregon-Jackson Bridge. The bridge has been closed for nearly a week now since a routine inspection turned up worn gear teeth. The countdown is on to the first Waterfest of the season. Next Thursday night is the farewell tour of Vic Ferrari at the Leach Amphitheater. As I always say, you can't make them all unless you make the first. Tickets are currently on sale at the Chamber, Bank First, and the Waterfest website. Now that June is here, No Mow May is finally over. As one frustrated neighbor told me, it's June, also known as Mow Your Damn Lawn Month. Over 600 homes took part in this year's No Mow May program. And the Oshkosh Examiner online newspaper has banned school board member Stephanie Carlin and her husband from commenting on their website and Facebook page. The Examiner says they put them in the penalty box because of false and defamatory statements they've made in the past. The first farmer's market of the season in downtown Oshkosh comes up on Saturday. We'll hope to see you there. Newsworthy is always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We're back again next week here on the Chamber website. Have a great weekend.